McLaren scratched the back of his neck, looking slightly embarrassed, and thought Simon's soft brogue never seemed more fitting than now in this place. He wasn't on shore territory, but he was in Scotland. "Sorry, Simon. I didn't mean to alarm you. Nick and Colin are looking for you. Something about lunch and a quick run-through of the new song afterwards?" "Oh, aye. Had my mobile turned off for our set on stage. I guess I forgot to turn it back on. I'll be there in a moment." He arranged a pewter disc at the base of the heather plant, patted it, and stood up. "That does it." "If I interrupted something, I apologise. This looks sort of..." He hesitated. Although his cop's curiosity was raised, he wondered what he could say that wouldn't intrude on Simon's privacy. "Looks sort of strange, I know. Smacks of the pagan." He dusted his hands on his jeans and took a step away from the plant. "You know, I didn't want to come up here, Mike. I..." He broke off, colouring slightly, and his voice dropped in tone and volume. "You'll think me daft, but I just offered something to Shaitada." McLaren frowned, thinking he hadn't heard correctly. "Sorry, I don't know him, or her. Who?" "Shaitada. She's the Celtic goddess of grief."
"Grief? Why her? What happened? It's not your wife or daughter, I hope."
Simon shook his head and bent to reposition the disc. He patted it again and stood up.
"I'm not explaining this very well. It's for my uncle. Uncle Alan. He was killed here last year."
The word was unexpected and unnerving, and McLaren paled. Had he heard Simon mention it, but he had forgotten? He doubted it. Anything associated with a friend he usually remembered. He ran his hand over his forehead, embarrassed and distressed.
"Killed? You don't mean he died, like from a heart attack or something?"
"No, murdered."